Hello, let me start by first welcoming everyone listening in on this show, welcoming you to the new year 2023. This is a new year with new goals, new opportunities, fresh insights, and another shot at greatness, especially for families battling challenges of caring for a child with special needs. Yes, you, there is hope. This year, you will witness tremendous improvements in your special child, be it cognitively, socially, emotionally, or relationally. You will experience a relief as you notice your child meeting milestones and advancing. Remember that the aim of all our efforts is to ensure our special kids live independent and productive adult lives. So bearing this vision in mind, let's all be encouraged. Get ready because the best is ahead. Yet, I strongly believe also that the best is here. Welcome to Seizure Care Podcast. I am Dr. Chige, your host and founder of Seizure Support Foundation. Seizure Support Foundation is a health and education-based non-governmental organization dedicated to bridging information, education, and treatment gaps as regards children with neurological disorders and learning disabilities. We envision a society where independent and productive living is possible for persons challenged by neurological disorders and learning disabilities. We are committed to awareness creation, special education, advocacy, and research. We are back again with yet another interesting installment of the show, where we discuss best practices and latest advancements in the treatment and management of neurological disorders like epilepsy, autism, cerebral palsy, and infantile spasms. Our show aims to spark up conversations around neurological disorders and learning disabilities in children, while empowering parents and educators with requisite knowledge needed to support their children with special needs. Happy listening. By way of summary, so in this episode, we'll be discussing the following strategies in potty training for your special child. Number one, check and confirm signs of potty training readiness in your child. Two, possibly engage the help of professionals like pediatricians, psychologists, occupational therapists. Three, you can also join a community of practice or support group. Four, track and note the timing and frequency at which your child poops or wheezes in a day. Five, use non-judgmental comments in addressing your child when he or she wets or poos on himself. Six, use sibling rivalry to your advantage. 7. Use self-modeling to your advantage. 8. Engage video modeling and use favorite toys as models too. 9. Once you notice progress, intermittently sit that child on a potty for some time to see if he or she will get comfortable using it. And finally, celebrate success when they eventually succeed. So this is a bonus episode on the Seizure Care with Dr. Chige podcast. It's our very first show of the year, and I'm excited to bring this discourse your way. I want to actually dedicate this episode to a dear lady I just met. Her name is Rita, a special mom to a special son. And she has done quite well in caring for her son with infantile spasms. We got talking and she stressed how challenging it has been trying to get her son potty trained. So I took the liberty of carrying out a little bit of research to find out models, best practices or tools available to help train children with special needs on potty habits. And I'm excited to share my findings with you. Are you ready for the good stuff? The caption of this episode is Potty Training Secrets for Children with Special Needs Part 1. Well, depending on the child's age and or level of maturity, it could be called potty training or toilet training. So now, potty training can be particularly challenging for parents of and children with special needs. And the sense of accomplishment when they eventually succeed in all this important aspect of self-care can make an enormous difference in their level of self-esteem and milestone development. The truth is that much more than other parents, those who have children with physical, intellectual, or developmental disabilities can actually appreciate how challenging the toilet training process can be. However, it is important we focus on, you know, using these milestone setbacks as opportunities to discover. Please note the word discover. You discover how your child learns best and to demonstrate also, note the word demonstrate, to demonstrate to them the behavior you want them to learn. Remember the key words. You discover and then you demonstrate to the child. You discover how best your child learns. Because no two special kids with developmental delays learn the same. And that is the uniqueness of special children. For example, my 9-year-old recently started reading simple words. I had tried using phonics and letters of the alphabet, I beg your pardon, to get him to read. But he did not, he could not. In fact, it was a bit of a challenge. We didn't make much progress. Until quite recently, his sister noticed he associates words with diagrams. You know, so for each word, we assigned diagrams to it, and voila, Oga started reading like it was a miraculous sight to behold. So your job as a parent is to pay attention, find out what tickles your child's fancy and the most suitable drivers to his learning. After you have taken time to discover how he or she learned, then take out time also to demonstrate or to model the behavior that you want the child to learn. Remember, this takes time, creativity, and energy, but it is worth every effort. I will actually put together another podcast episode to explain further discovery and demonstration as a model in teaching children with intellectual disabilities. Okay, enough said. So here are the points to consider when teaching your special child potty training habits. Children with special needs almost always begin toilet training later than other children. But the good news is that most children with developmental delay and learning disabilities like autism, infantile spasms, or cerebral palsy can be toilet trained, really. That's the good news. They can learn how to use the potty or the toilet. Because research shows that the process becomes easier as the child achieves at least a minimal level of verbal ability. That is to say, the child begins to talk and express himself or herself verbally. Also, it becomes easier when the child begins to show consciousness of wanting to go to toilet or awareness of wanting to go and eat himself or herself. So here are the tips to start potty training your special child. Number one, you check for signs of potty training readiness in your child. This requires you make a checklist of the following and answer these questions. Does your child know the difference between being wet or being dry? Does he or she make gestures, you know, signifying when he or she is wet? How often do you, you know, notice when your child pee or poo in a day? And then at what times, you know, is it regular or is it haphazard? You know, try to make a note of, you know, when your child goes to toilet or when your child pees on himself or herself. Really important. Another question is, are they capable of reaching for the potty? You know, are they able to walk? Can they reach to the potty or the toilet by themselves? Are they able to undress and dress themselves? You know, have they, you know, gotten that skill of undressing or dressing themselves?
are they motivated to take on, you know, this new challenge? For example, do they show, you know, any enthusiasm, you know, in learning to go to the toilet by themselves, although they are not able to do it yet, but is there any sign or gesture or show of enthusiasm that they're about to learn, you know, this all new skill? So if you've checked all the above, then you're well on your way. But if you feel the child may be resisting or not ready to take on the new challenge, you may take extra time in preparing them mentally. And what I mean by this is that you may at this point, you know, reach out to a professional, maybe a pediatrician, child psychologist, clinical psychologist, and these days we have occupational therapists, or even a support group if you belong to one. Because the good thing is that they can provide you with further information. You know, they can even, you know, let you know if there are available equipment, especially equipment that are available that can help, you know, in that wise. The good thing about support groups, really, personally, is that there are a group of parents who have actually gone through the challenges and they have succeeded. And they are willing to share, you know, their secrets to help you and take you through the process. So these are the people that you need to reach out to help you prep your child mentally, okay? So once you are done with the mental preparation, you continue with checking them intermittently throughout the day to note when they usually wee or poo. For example, I noticed that my son, when he was much younger, he always, almost always poos just a few minutes after each meal. So I wait for him. I know that this guy has eaten. The next thing is that he'll poo. So once they poo or wee on themselves, you know, use non-judgmental comments to explain to them that they have soiled themselves. For example, now this is child specific, so you have to find out what works for your child. So you can use sentences like, baby has pooed, oh, next time let's poo poo in the potty. Or Bobo has pooed, oh, next time poo poo in the potty. So find out what works for you and let that child be able to connect what you're saying to the fact that he or she poo-pooed and to the fact that he or she needs to do so in the potty or in the toilet next time. So after you've changed them and cleaned them up, you can say something like, ah, Bobo is clean now, baby is clean now after poo-pooing in the toilet. The aim of all these things is to connect the process of pee-pee or poo-poo to using the toilet or the potty. So if your child has poor verbal skills, right, you can substitute a special gesture to signifying a poo, the wee, the toilet, I want to poo-poo, you know, and things like that. Are you a special mom, a dad, relative or caregiver to a special child? Are you interested in joining a support group of people who share common concerns of raising special children? Then send us a direct message on WhatsApp on 081-880-96087 and we will welcome you to our WhatsApp Seizure Care Community of Practice. It is our hope that through knowledge sharing and dissemination, we all can give our special kids the opportunity to live productive and independent adult lives. We have come to the end of today's episode of the podcast. I really trust that you were impacted and you learned something new. We would really love to hear from you. We would like to hear your comments and your suggestions and of course, your questions. I'm sure there are some questions that you are really hoping that will be answered. So please send in your questions too. We hope to answer them sometime during our show. So our question and answer segment actually will be coming up on subsequent episodes. So please do well to send in your questions. So you can do that by following us on Facebook, that is at Seizure Support Foundation, and on Instagram, that is at Seizure_
support_foundation. Also be sure to invite someone who you know that is going through this challenge to listen in on our conversations. Subscribe, follow and share on social media. It has been a great time. Thank you so much. Thank you once again for your time. Do tune in next week. Cheers.